Because people doubted its existence.
No, I believed it, man.
Someone doubted its existence.
No one did.
I had to prove it.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
Matt, why do you hate us?
Because we made him edit podcast for 2 years.
I like me.
Yes.
Right. So, is everyone here and ready?
Present.
Ready.
I am also
here.
I am also
Red 5 standing by.
Go ahead, Amanda.
I'm
online.
Sam, I can't take him.
They came from behind.
They came from behind.
Parkins, pull up.
Oh, Jack Parkins.
Yep.
He got way too much backstory.
Everyone did.
Yeah, welcome to the Star Wars canon.
Yep.
The only one more confusing and with more rewrites than Warhammer 40K.
To be fair, a lot of him getting backstory is because one or two of his major friends go on to become important people in the universe.
And also because his name was Jack Porkins.
That too.
To be fair, the two friends that go on to become major people are the only ones that live through the Death Star run.
My favorite part is how they actually have a tech explanation for why he dies, and that's
his inertial compensator was turned up too high.
He turned up too high, yes, so he can't tell what's going on, what his ship is doing as much, and doesn't realize he's not getting out, pulling up, he's diving in too fast.
Yeah, that will kill you in a plane.
You know, I guess to be fair, isn't it three people that were in that come out, because it was Luke, Wedge, and Han?
Yeah, no.
Okay, yeah, but, there's also a random Y-wing that gets away, so there's a pilot and a gunner
and there's that guy that shoots and almost hits the exhaust port and misses.
No, that's the captain, and he bites it.
Does he?
Yeah, he eats it.
My knowledge of original Star Wars, or my memory of original Star Wars, is not as good as it was.
If it makes you feel better, I think it's either Biggs's cousin or little brother goes on to become.
It's younger cousin, Gavin Darklighter.
Yep, goes on to also become important.
Well, to be fair, Biggs had already backstory in the movie with Luke.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be bigger, actually even play a bigger role.
Nerds!
Anyway.
Mandy, you play pretend men on the internet.
I could talk about Star Wars for the rest of the night, but...
And specifically Rogue Squadron canon, like, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yes. Sam, did you ever get a... Okay, one more thing. Sam, did you ever get a...
Sam, can I hear a little half-chub coming up there? A little Star Wars half-chub?
No, Zach, I have not read the newest Wraith Squadron book. I still have not gotten my hands on it.
You should.
Is it good?
It's, all right. It's very good.
Alright, I will have to...
It has a lot of... The main character is Piggy.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
It's awesome. Anyway.
Oh my god.
You gotta mash it, man, a little bit together.
Shut your face.
No, I'm not. It's the chat.
And then if you made it this, it would be an equal
so,
game.
On the record, I think I just felt the bromine that Sam and Zach had.
Yeah.
They practically kissed.
They almost touched sabers.
I think.
This is as big as mine.
Whoa.
Fair enough. It would be my Gungan name.
No, it would be your nothing name. Anyway, are we recording?
I've been recording for a while.
No.
Also, Zach, I just need to get it. I just need to get your expert opinion. Would a half Jub be an Ewok name? Since I'm pretty sure Jub is half their language.
Yeah. No, that's Yub. Yub.
God damn it.
Half Yub.
I love Rogue Squadron and Wraith Squadron.
I know. yep, Commander.
Damn it all. You guys are adorable.
Should we have... is there an Ewok Squadron?
We'll talk about it after, because it's hilarious.
I can tell you more after, but all I'll say for now is that there's a practical joke to try and convince the squad leader that they are getting a transfer that is an Ewok pilot.
Nice.
Yes. Anyway, hello, internet.
Zach.
What?
Before we start helloing the internet, you're peeking on your mic a little bit, I gotta say.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know how to fix that because I'm excited.
Pull your mouth out of the internet's ear for 10 seconds. God damn.
He got really excited about Star Wars.
He got way too Star Wars, Zach.
Zach, give me your keys. You're too Star Wars to drive.
The side chatter is just going to be called Zach really likes Star Wars.
Zach, pull up. You're too close.
Star Wars drive. My keys turned into a lightsaber.
Damn it.
A health sword.
Wow, I literally heard the crickets on them.
I know. It was amazing. That's the kind of silence you don't even get in deep space.
Come on, Colin, let's pick this up. I have to pick up the talc converter, that whatever.